ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at the supplications of Al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn al-Sajjad alayhi salamullah, which are found in the book As-Sahifat al-Sajjadiyya. Supplication number 8, verse number 1, and we are at the second vice, which is anger. We said in order for us to diagnose anger, we need to understand from where it initiates. We said a few things before in previous episodes. We want to add some more. Among the causes and the reasons why people get angry throughout their life or during their conversation or their arguments with whoever it might be is because we have this hastiness when it comes to replying or to overreacting or reacting in general. So Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi says in a hadith, min taba'a al-juhal at-tasarru ila al-ghadab fi kulli hal. Among the traits of the ignorant, he says, hastiness towards anger in every situation, where a person does not give himself the time to think, to contemplate, to try to figure out the situation and how he or she could deal with it in the best of ways. So their first response, their first reaction would be anger. And Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi says, if that's the case, if hastiness, just straight away you jump into anger, then know that this is a trait of the ignorant people. Now, that's just one of them. Let us take a short break and then, inshallah, we continue.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifat al-Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Among the causes of anger and the reasons why we get angry, also looking at the hadith from the prophets and from the imams, alayhim wassalam, they tell us one of the reasons is pride and thinking they are all that, as we say, thinking too much of oneself. When a person has takabbur, or what we say, ghurur, that he sees himself to be higher than other people, usually that leads to what? Leads to pride. We have a hadith from Isa alayhi salam, as we call him, Jesus Christ. When he was talking to his disciples, he says, or they said to him, Ya Mu'allim al-Khayr, أَعْلِمْنَا أَيُّ الْأَشْيَاءِ أَشَدْ. أَعْلِمْنَا أَيُّ الْأَشْيَاءِ أَشَدْ. Teach us which is of things that are strong and harsh. He said, أَشَدُّ الْأَشْيَاءِ غَضَبُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلُ. The strongest of things is the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They said to him, فِيمَ يُتَّقَى غَضَبُ اللَّهِ. How do we prevent, or how do we save ourselves from the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He says, بِأَن لَا تَغْضَبُ. Do not get angry. So if you don't get angry, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in return won't get angry at you, which he's trying to prevent in the first place. Then they said to him, مَا بِدُؤُ الْغَضَبُ. From where does anger initiate and starts? And he said to them, الكبر والتجبر ومحقرة الناس. Few things: pride, oppression, and looking down at people. When a person has these traits in him, when he talks to other people, when he interacts with other people, when he tries to deal with other people, these traits, because he holds them, so they will always be there. When he sees people lower than him, when he sees himself higher than them, when he sees they are worthy, they are worthless and not worthy enough to be in his presence, or to even talk with him, or debate with him, or argue with him. So his initial response would be to them is anger. So in order to fix anger in ourselves, we have to fix these traits. Let us take a short break, then we come back, inshallah.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to IRIB English Radio and to the program Bridge. Among the causes and the symptoms of anger that we need to fix and we need to make sure that we do not have them in our system is al-hasad wal-huqd, jealousy and hatred. And jealousy, we will dedicate at least 20-30 episodes to in next supplication of the Imam, or next verse of the supplication of the Imam alayhi salam. Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi says, al-huqd, hatred, matharul ghadab, initiates anger. And that's just very logical, that when a person hates other people, obviously he does not want to talk with them, does not want to communicate with them, does not want to deal with them, because he just hates everybody. When a person talks to him, when a person communicates with him, when a person is trying to convince him of something, his initial defense mechanism would be anger, to get angry at them. So sometimes when we look at people, we have to put these narrations in our mind to say to ourselves, what drives a person to the state of anger? So we have to be careful, not just looking at others, but we have to look at ourselves as well to make sure that we don't have hatred towards other people. If I find myself getting angry, if I find myself quickly getting angry at people, one of the causes to that is in fact me having hatred towards the person that I'm talking with. And God forbid if the other person I'm dealing with is a believing person, because we've been told that the mu'mineen, the believers, should not have hate towards one another, or they should not have jealousy towards one another, because he's a mu'min at the end of the day. Me and him, we share the same belief, we share the same fundamentals, so we need to keep that in mind. So every time I get angry, I have to review myself and say to myself, why am I angry? What caused me to be my angry? Is it my ignorance? Is it my pride? Or is it my hatred towards other people? So we have to be extremely careful when we look at ourselves in a state of anger. A true mu'min constantly needs to review himself. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را